Hallelujah. Are we blessed to be here? Is God a gracious God? All right. Can we have the communion? Thank you, Jesus. It's a blessing to be here. God is a gracious God. I don't know whether you can hear me well. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? At the back, can you hear me? All right. Very good. I believe that it's a good day. God is a gracious God. Amen. And this morning we come to the Lord's table. I'd ask us to bow heads and pray. Just hold your neighbor's hand to your left or to your right. If you are in the middle of two people, you can hold them to the left and the right together. Pray and say, Lord, this morning as we eat the bread and drink the wine, may you touch my brother and touch my sister. Touch him in the areas that only you can touch. Any part of his life, any part of her life that needs your visitation, visit him, visit her. Be gracious to him, be gracious to her. Just squeeze her hand and pray for him and pray for her. The Lord, make a difference in this life. As we have the communion, can we have the communion? Pastors, can you come to the front and receive the communion? And everybody, just squeeze their hands and pray for the neighbor to your left or to your right. Pray and ask God for his grace and ask God for his mercy for your brother, for your sister. Pray that the bread will bring strength. Pray that the blood will bring life. Pray that we shall receive healing, forgiveness, restoration. Open your mouth and speak a prayer for him and for her. Pray and say, Lord, half of the year is gone. A new second season of the year is beginning. Bless my brother and bless my sister. Give her life, give her grace, give him grace. Let there be life in his life. Be gracious to him and be gracious to her. Lead him in the path of victory. Take her away from failure. Take her away from shame and disgrace. Take him away from sickness and disease. Be gracious to him and minister to him. In the name of Jesus, we speak a blessing. We speak the grace, we speak the mercy of God. Visit, O God. Touch, O God. Help them, O God. Be gracious to them. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you for these lives. I pray, O God, that the bread and the wine will be a source of miracle in the lives of your people. Do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Answer our secret prayers. Be gracious to us, O God. Touch us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Heal, restore, deliver, turn every captivity away, and cause your glory to be seen in every life. I bless the bread and I bless the wine. May it, the bread be your body and the wine be your blood. Do a new work in our lives. The second season of the year, we commit every day, every week, every month into your hands. Deliver us from the plans of the enemy and cause your hand of glory to be revealed in every life. We thank you, we bless you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, please send the bread and the wine around. Take a piece of bread, a glass of wine, hold it till we take the instruction and we all eat together.
Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young and will live forever. table of the Lord. Eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Everybody sing it.
Shout together to the Lord, who has promised our reward, happiness a hundred fold, and we'll live forever. Sons of God,
are you singing?
Hear his holy word, gather around the table of the Lord. Eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus gave a new command that we love our fellow man till we reach the promised land where we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear his holy word, gather round the table of the Lord. Eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Can we sing that again? Jesus gave us.
Jesus gave.
Jesus gave a new command that we love our fellow.
Has not been saved yet. Okay. Has anybody, everybody been saved? If you have not been saved, can I see your hand? If you are, okay. All of us are saved. I want you to lift up the bread. This is his body that was broken for us. His body was broken so that our bodies will be restored. As you lift up this bread, it is indeed the body of the Lord. May it bring strength to your life. May it transform your broken body and make your body whole. May there come a divine exchange. May God take away your weakness and give you his strength. May God take away every sickness and give you perfect healing. I rebuke migraine headaches. I rebuke stomach conditions. I rebuke chest pains. I rebuke irregular heartbeats. I rebuke pains in the leg. Every strange disease, we curse it. By the eating of the body, let there come the healing power of God in our lives. Receive healing as you eat the body now in Jesus' name. Say the body of the Lord. The body of the Lord. The body of the Lord. Shall we all eat it together? Now lift up the cup. Bible calls this the cup of blessing. You're holding in your hands the cup of blessing. May this cup release miracles into your life. As you drink this wine, It is the blood of Jesus. May the blood perform amazing miracles in your life. May the blood give you the job that you desire. May it give you the child that you are believing God for. May it give you great promises in your life. May there be great accomplishments in your life. May it take you to a new level in your walk with God. May you enjoy what only God can give. May God give you what only He can give. As you drink this cup of blessing, may every curse be removed in your family, and may you inherit the blessing. In Jesus' name, say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Shall we drink it together? Father, thank you so much for today, and thank you so much for what you have done. We bless and we honor you. Thank you for testimonies this second half of the year. What we have not seen from January to June, may we see it between July and December. Help your children, oh God, and be gracious to us. I bless you for every life that is here. In Jesus' name, amen. Hug your neighbor and take your seat. Hug him. Tell him God bless you. Tell him God bless you. Tell him like you mean it. If I hug three people, not one, three, tell them God bless you. God bless you.
We're together again, just praising the Lord. We are together again with one accord.
Stand to your feet.
Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We are together again. Oh, just praising the Lord. Something wonderful. Something good is going to happen. Something.
Are you believing God?
Is in store. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. Just praising the Lord.
Sing to somebody, we are together. Sing to your neighbor.
We are together again.
Hey,
just praising the Lord. We are together again.
Together again.
With one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good.
Sing it like you mean it.
We are together again. Just praising the Lord. Just praising the Lord.
Something wonderful.
Something good
is going to happen.
Something good is in store. We are together again.
Just praising the Lord.
Just praising the Lord.
Tell somebody we are together again. Come on.
We are together again.
Oh, yes.
Just praising the Lord. We are together again.
Hey,
with one accord. Something is going to happen. Something good is in store. We are together again.
Just praising the Lord.
Just praising the Lord.
Something wonderful.
Something good.
Something good is in store.
We are together again.
Just praising the Lord.
Just praising the Lord.
Something marvelous.
Something good is going to happen.
Something good is in store. We are together again.
Just praising the Lord.
Just praising the Lord. Something wonderful.
Something good. Something good is in store. We are together again.
All together. Just praising the Lord.
and give him a shout of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sit on top of your enemy. I'm happy to be back. Hallelujah.
Amen. I had to go for a program in Europe, Germany, and then also we lost one of our pastors in Geneva, Switzerland, and so we went to do the funeral burial service in Switzerland, and God has brought, I feel I've been away for too long, but I'm blessed to be back. Can I have an amen? All right. I'm finding it difficult this morning, but God is with me. Turn your Bible to John chapter 12. Mercy. Help me, Jesus. John chapter 12. I'm preaching for a very short time. I believe that we've had a wonderful service already. The choir sang beautifully. Frisbee sang beautifully. Testimony was not a nice one. You got me. Yeah, you really got me with that one. Wow. Anyway, and I think the Sparkners did a fantastic job. Amen. And God is with us. Can I have an amen? John chapter 12. In this scripture, we see, okay, from verse 1, then Jesus, 6 days before Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. I like the verse 1. Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. That was where Lazarus was. The man who had a second chance. Tell your neighbor, God is a God of a second chance. Hold his shoulder and shake him and tell him, God is a God of a second chance. Julia, can you understand what I'm saying? Right. Bible says, the place where Jesus went was the place where Lazarus, who was dead, who had finished, who didn't have any chance again, but has been raised from the dead. Yeah, that was where he was. And the Bible says that his sisters, they made Jesus a supper. There they made him a supper. And Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Amen. Then read on and talked about how Mary, you know, they're all working. Martha was doing something, serving. And Mary, that's Martha's sister, she came with a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly. And the Bible says, and anointed the feet of Jesus. You can look at the Message Bible. It says, Martha said, Lazarus was one of those sitting at the table with them. Mary came with a jar of very expensive aromatic oils, anointed and massaged Jesus' feet. What a blessing. Then wiped them with her hair. The fragrance of the oils filled the house. Amen. Now we see what Judas said. Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, even then getting ready to betray him, said, why wasn't this oil sold and the money given to the poor? It would have been easily, brought 300 silver pieces. He said this not because he cared 2 cents about the poor, but because he was a thief. Help me, Jesus. He was in charge of their common funds. Hey, see the MP Common Fund this year, isn't it? Was in charge of the Common Fund. But also embezzled them. Embezzlement started long ago. Verse 7. Jesus said, "Let her alone. She's anticipating and honoring the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you. You don't always have me." Word got around. The verse, this Mary story, we all know it well, but the passage you're looking for is 9 onwards. Word got out among the Jews that he was back in town. The people came to take a look, not only at Jesus, but also at Lazarus, who had been raised from the dead. Amen. So the high priest plotted to kill Lazarus because so many of the Jews were going over and believing in Jesus on account of him. Amen. Now, we are just ending there. The question I need to ask you is, ask your neighbor, what would you do if you were Lazarus? Auntie Jane, if you were the one who was dead, and you've come alive, how would you live your life? If you died once, you died before, and then you are given a second chance to live again, how would you live your life? Bible says that when Jesus came to town, Martha and Mary were serving, and those who sat with Jesus, one of them was Lazarus. What would you do if you were Lazarus? What would you do if God gave you a second chance to live? Most of us here, we have had near-death experiences. Can I talk to anybody here? And I tell you, I'm preaching very briefly. Most of us have had experiences that were supposed to knock us out and knock us down. But somehow, some way, you are sitting here. I see Lazarus sitting in this church. You are actually Lazarus who has come back to life. Because you should have been dead. You should have been sick in the hospital. You should have fallen away. But somehow, you are in church today. Tell brother or sister Lazarus sitting by. Ask sister Lazarus, how are you? Or brother Lazarus, how are you? Do you see the Lazarus sitting by you? You don't know his story. You don't know her story. If you knew where she had been, if you knew what he has been through, you would clap for him for sitting in church this Sunday morning. There's a Lazarus sitting here. There's a Lazarus sitting right here, sitting in church. He should have been dead, buried in your grave. But God gave you another chance. Are you here? I said, are you here? Is there a sister Lazarus in church? Is there any Lazarus here in church? You know that you are not qualified to be here. You know that the way your life has been, you know the things you have been through, you should not be here. But somehow, some way, Jesus gave you another chance. Hallelujah. Are you still here? How will you live your life from now? From now, how are you going to go on? You see, I feel that Lazarus, his priorities changed. After he came back again from the dead, his priorities changed. He wanted now to stick around Jesus. That was why he was one of those who sat by Jesus. Because I was dead. This man gave me life. I'm going to stick with him. I'm going to stay close to him. He was one of those who was in church on Sunday morning. He was one of those who sat by Jesus at table. Because this man gave me life, gave me another chance. May God change your priorities. For Lazarus, Jesus was all that he had. Because
If it wasn't for this man, if it wasn't for the fact that Jesus came to the grave, I would have turned into worms. Sitting here is a miracle. You are a miracle. You know that you have a miracle. You yourself, you are a miracle. Say, I'm a miracle. Lift your hand and say, I am a miracle. Are you still here? You are a miracle. Some of you have had accidents. Some of you have been sick before. You have traveled to Togo back and forth so many times. Don't you see cars littered on the road when you travel? Accident cars by the roadside. People died. You see, 7 died here, 2 died here. And you pass by, and you can, every time you pass by, tell yourself, this Lazarus that God has given another chance to live. It's not that you're a better driver. It's not that your car is better, but the grace of God has kept you. You are Lazarus who is alive. I'm preaching. Haven't you seen, heard about plane crashes all the time? But you sit in the plane, you go and come back. You go, when you get there, you call, Bishop, I'm here. And you go and come back. It's not because your pilot was better, but it's the message of God. You are Lazarus who went and came back. Are you there? What do you eat? People eat it and they die. But you eat and you're still here. You are Sister Lazarus. Give your Sister Lazarus a high five. A Brother Lazarus a high five. Uncle Koye, Brother Koye, you turned 60 yesterday. Many occasions you should have died. But look what the Lord has done. This is Brother Lazarus Koye, standing right here. God has spared your life many times. I've been gracious to you many times. It is a blessing. Look at how handsome you are at 60. What a shock. You look smart. You are healthy. You are vibrant. You are funny. You are jovial. You are easygoing. It is God who has been gracious to you. It's not because you go to the gym. It's not because you take iron tablets. It's the message of God that has spared your life. Clap for Brother Lazarus Koye. How many of you are hearing me today? So then, because we have, God has spared our lives, let us change our priorities. Let's stick with God. There must be nobody in this church who must come to church only after a phone call. You must say, listen, for what God has done in my life, I don't need a phone call to come to church. I'm going to stick by Him. I'm going to stay with Him. I'm going to hold on to Jesus because He means everything to me. Some of us, they beg you to come to church. And when you come to church, you watch your, after you looked at your clock 17 times already. As you have been here, in a hurry to go, but no so with Lazarus. Lazarus said, Jesus, I'm sitting by you. Keep on preaching. Keep on ministering. Keep on sharing the word. I'm sticking by you. The one who gave me life is all that I need in my life. I'm preaching. Are you here? May your priorities change. Amen. I said, may your priorities change. Amen. Can I have an amen? Amen. Are you here or gone home? Amen. Lazarus stuck with Jesus. Lazarus stuck with Jesus. Lazarus said, listen, me, if you want to find me, come to where Jesus is. If you're Lazarus who was dead and came alive, the first thing you do is organize a party. The first you do is you go to a nightclub and call all your classmates. Let's go and jam. Because I had an accident. Everybody died. I didn't die. Let's go and jam. Rather, Lazarus says, I'm going to stick with Jesus. May God change your priorities. May God give you good relationships. May you stick with Jesus. Hold your neighbor's ear and pull the ear and tell him, may you stick with Jesus. Tell him, you are a miracle. You are a miracle. And you must stick with Jesus, who made your life a miracle. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Some of you come from homes with difficulties,
difficult and challenging and all sort of things. But somehow, some way, God has seen you through. God has been gracious to you. God has looked after you. God has paid your school fees. God has lifted you up. You have bread to eat. You have water to drink. You are a miracle. God has been gracious to you. Stick with Jesus. Stick to him. Get stuck to Jesus. I want to preach the rest of my life. I want to serve God the rest of my life. I want to bless you for what it means to me. He is my everything. He is my everything. Hallelujah. Evelyn, come. Are you there? You sang a song. Drum a song. How does it go?
Drum a song. Drum a song. Drum a song. Ke bobo nale. Your grace and mercy had brought me this far. Your grace and mercy is all I need. Your grace and mercy had brought me this far. Adomni ehumo bro ne di mabesi hane nyame watomi sobra new yet in pa so I don't know to me kanda nyame wa to me na shema besine atomi eho mabro na te
has brought us thus far. Grace and mercy has brought us thus far. The devil saw your tears, but now it's time for you to laugh. God will cause you to laugh. I said, God will cause you to laugh. Am I talking to anybody here? They saw Lazarus' funeral, but now they're going to see the resurrected life. They saw you when you were down there, but God has lifted you up. They will see your dancing. They will see your shouting. They will see you rejoicing. They saw you when you are not down. Your funeral is over. Your funeral is over. It's now a time of resurrection. May you live a resurrected life. May you live a new life in Christ. A new life in Christ. Come on, shout hallelujah. I said shout hallelujah. Are you still here? I don't have time to walk in unforgiveness. I don't have time to say somebody has hurt me. I want to live my life to bless the Lord. I want to live my life to please God. I don't have time to talk about somebody that's offended me. I'm angry here. I'm angry here. I don't have time for that. I want to give my time to bless the one who gave me life again. Are you still here? Are you still here? Am I talking to anybody here? I don't have time to talk about, to gossip about others. I don't have time to complain. My life is not full of complaining. I have too much to bless God for. I was dead, but now I'm alive. I have too much, too many things to bless God for. When I come to church, I don't care whether my neighbor is happy or not. I am rejoicing in Christ. I don't want anybody to detect my joy, anybody to control my happiness. His grace and mercy has brought me thus far. Am I talking to any Lazarus here? Is there any Lazarus in this church? Any Lazarus who doesn't have time to walk in bitterness? Time to walk in complaining and angry? Time to walk about it? I have time to bless God. I have enough time to give my offering. I want to say, Lord, I want to thank you for my life. If it had not been for you on my side, where would I have been? 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 The Bible says that because of Lazarus, you see, Lazarus became a point of reference. I said Lazarus became a point of reference. Bible says, and many came, not only because of Jesus, but because of Lazarus who had been brought to life. And the Bible says that, and the Jews and the people decided to kill, they said they are going to kill him because by reason of Lazarus, many were believing in Jesus. May you be a point of reference. May people come and believe in Christ because of your testimony, because of your life, because of what God had done in your life. And many came to believe in him because of Lazarus. He became a point of reference. May he become a point of reference. May your story become a point of reference. When they see what God has done in your life, when they see how God has lifted you up, when they see the grace of God in your life, may they believe in Jesus. Come on, shout amen. Amen. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? And can you believe it? Reverend Louise, Bible says that, and... thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says that, and they threatened to kill him. Wow. Somebody who had died before, you are threatened with death. Threatened with something, but not death. I've seen death, but I've seen somebody who brought me to life. You cannot scare me with death. You cannot scare me with death. I've seen death, but I'm alive. Come on, shout amen. You don't know where I've been to. You don't know what I've been through. Death, I've seen death. Scare me with something else, not death, because I've been there, but the master brought me up. May nothing scare you. May you serve God the rest of your life. May your life belong to Jesus. May he rule and reign in your life. May nothing push you away from serving God. No threatening, no insults. Bible says, what shall separate us from the love of God? Is it tribulation? Is it hardship? Is it famine? Is it sword? Is it nakedness? What can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Nothing. Somebody shout nothing. Come on, shout nothing. You say, oh, you'll be broke. I've been broke before, but God brought me out. So I can't threaten me with being broke. I've been sick before, but God healed me. You can't scare me with sickness because I know the master healer in my life. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of anything. Because I've seen death itself, but I've come through. I pray for you that you stand for God. You stand for God. You'll be a Lazarus who had a second chance. Living for him and pleasing him the rest of your life. Stand to your feet. Come on, stand to your feet. And clap your hands to the Lord. Give him a clap and a shout. So give me a clap and a shout. Are you there? There's a song that the choir sings sometimes. I don't have time to hear. They say, he said, they say, I don't have time for that. I have time to bless God. I need to use my time to serve God. I need to use my time to give for the Lord. I need to use my time to evangelize and witness this month of July. I'm going to use my time. I'm going to use my energy to preach the gospel, to bring others to Christ. They say, she said, I don't have time for, tell your neighbor, I don't have time for that. Tell you, I don't have time for that nonsense. I don't have time for that nonsense. I don't have time for gossip. I don't have time for stories. I don't have time for complaining. Tell me, I don't have time. I don't have time for these things. I want to give my time to bless the Lord. I want to give my time to serve the Lord. I want to give my time to praise the Lord. I want to give my time to preach the word. I want to give my time to do the work of the Lord. Lift your two hands up high. Thank Him. Thank Him. Say, Lord, I thank You. Come on, lift your voice and say, Lord, I'm going to thank You. I'm going to be like Lazarus who had a chance. Some of you blew opportunities. But God is a God of a second chance. Some of you blasted opportunities. But God gave you another chance. Lift your two hands and say, Lord, I'm going to give my life. I'm going to serve You. I'm going to love You. I'm going to do my best for You. I'm Lazarus who have given another chance. A lease of life has been given to you. A lease of life. Talk to God and say, Lord, this new era, this second half of the year, this new season, I'm going to serve with zeal. I'm going to love You with zeal. Say, Lord, thank You for sparing my life. Thank You for being gracious. Thank You for caring for me. Thank You for looking after me. Thank You for meeting my needs. Lord, I want to thank You. I want to thank You. Deliver me from accident, from trouble, from disaster, from wicked people. Oh God.
Oh yes, we bless You, Lord.
No height, no death, no anything creature. Shall separate me. Nothing shall separate me. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God. Lift your hands to Him. Tell Him, Lord, I love You. You've been good to me from January to June. Oh, they have seen my pain. They are about to see the strength of God. They have been at my funeral. They are about to see my celebration. They have seen my tears. They are about to see my laughter. Kando kabasuti, rababandoro roboshi, grandiribo shakaba. Give us another chance, Lord. Give us another chance to live for You. Another chance to serve You. Another chance to praise You. Another chance.
Adom be a menya.
Lift your two hands to the Lord and sing it together.
Adom na meti ase, hemona meke kame ho, Come
on, sing it to the Lord.
Clap
your hands and give the Lord a loudest shout. Shout like you are alive. Hello. Hello. Is there any Lazarus in this church? You were dead, but you are alive. Some of you backslid, but you came back to God. Some of you fell away, but you are here today. You were sick, but you are alive. You are healthy today. I want you to give the Lord the loudest shout you've ever given. Come on. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Jesus. Hallelujah. There's somebody here. You lost your job, but you got a better job. There's somebody here. You lost a beloved, you got a better beloved. There's somebody here. You lost some precious pressure, but God gave you something bigger. Can you look into your life and see the Lazarus phenomenon? You see something new in your life. You are vibrant. You have energy. Give the Lord one more shout. Yeah. One more shout. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Raju, God has been good to you. The father you can smile, that alone is a miracle. I said, the father you can smile, that alone is a miracle. Smile with your neighbor. Smile with him. To show that you are a miracle, smile. Smile. You haven't smiled since you came to church. But smile. Said, okay, laugh with your neighbor. Laugh with him. Laugh with him. They have seen your tears. They are about to see your laughter. They are about to see your laughter. Yeah! Yeah! Hallelujah. They have seen you mourning. They're about to see you dancing. I said they have seen you mourning. They're about to see you dancing. Because you are Lazarus who have been given another child. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. Yeah. What a blessing. I want you once again to walk out of your chair, hug seven people and tell the person, Sister Lazarus, Brother Lazarus, you are alive. Yay! Hug seven people, hug them. Brother, Sister Lazarus, welcome back. Tell him, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back. You died, but you are here today. Hug Sister Lazarus. Tell her, welcome back to a new life. Welcome back to a time of rejoicing. Welcome back for your miracle. Hug Brother Lazarus. Hug Sister Lazarus. He said, welcome back. Hey. Yendako Shibatosi. Zibrako Shabata.
Are you hugging somebody? Have you done seven? Tina, have you done seven? Mr. Williams, have you hugged seven people already? Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I'm going to have an unbroken bond with Jesus. I'm going to hold on tight to Jesus. I'm going to stand close to Jesus. I'm going to hold him tight. Because he brought me to life. He gave me a new life and a new chance. Come on, shout amen. Close your eyes. Bow your heads with me and close your eyes as we end the service. Wherever you are today, this Sunday morning, maybe you are invited and you came today, but in your heart, in your life, you are like Lazarus who is dead. You feel far away from God. You used to serve God, but you are backslidden. You are falling away from God. Or you know in your heart that you are not born again. This Sunday morning, you want to say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I've made mistakes. I've sinned. I feel far away from God. But today, I want God to give me another chance. I want God to give me another chance. Like Lazarus, I want the touch of the Master to change my life. As every head is bowed, every eye closed. If you're here today and you want Jesus to come into your heart, you want God to give you another chance to serve him, lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. God bless you. I see your hands. Let it go high. I see so many hands. Keep it up. Don't put it down. Because God is giving you another chance. A chance to live again. Lift your hand up high, right hand. Father, thank you for this hand that I lifted. I pray that today you take control of their lives, rule and reign, and do something new in their lives. If you have lifted your hand up, I'd ask you to come to me from where you are. Just come all the way.
Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, he taught me,
touch me
how to wash and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
He taught me how to wash and pray.
Oh,
let's pray. Join me, lift your two hands with me, and the whole church join us as we pray this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, this Sunday morning I give my heart to you. Please give me another chance to serve you, to walk with you. I know I'm a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Today I come to you just as I am. Wash away my sins. Make me your own child. I will serve you. I will follow you. I will trust in you the rest of my life. Jesus, from today, I am yours. And you are mine. I will save you. I will walk with you. I will stay with you the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for receiving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for this.